Hey, what's up? This is Amaya 4000, and you're listening to Pound Bag Radio, the show for people who want to learn shit but not reading stuff. The premise of the show is we smoke one strain of legal cannabis and document what it does. This is a relaunch of the infamous Dirtbag Radio Show. We're recording out of the Portland, Oregon area, Pacific Northwest. Let's see here. Oh, this is an old script. Fuck this. We're not using this. Hey, what's up? This is Amaya 4000, and you're listening to another episode of Pound Bag Radio, the radio show for people who want to learn shit but not reading stuff. Recording out of the greater Pacific Northwest area. We're expanding the region because we have been ranked one of the top best podcasts out of Seattle. I don't know how. I think we had a pretty big following before we like fell off and just stopped doing these episodes, right? And I didn't know how many people are subscribed to the feed, because as soon as I upload some of these episodes, people are downloading them already. It's pretty cool. So I guess it's enough for us to be like recognized around regionally already. So that's cool. Thank you, guys. Make sure to press subscribe, like, comment. Kind of get some interactions with the algorithm, or, you know, interact with the stuff. Just be like, hey, man, hi. And then I'll respond back. So thank you for tuning in. We are the relaunch of the radio show called Dirtbag Radio, but we are now in a legal cannabis state working in the industry. The premise of the show is we're going to try one strain of cannabis to get its full effect and then talk to you for about an hour just to document the effects. This is like a scientific study, you know, someone has to do this, and I volunteer, and then you're the witness by hearing it. You could be in the, later on, you could be like, yeah, I remember the Mayan trials, or the Mayan self, whatever, you know, we gotta name this. Oh, I guess it's Pound Bag Radio, huh? Okay, I remember Pound Bag Radio. All the episodes are named after the strain that we smoked for that episode. We didn't smoke anything else, right? So we just, I smoked. Usually I do the intro and then I go smoke, and this time I just smoked and I'm trying to do the intro. I don't know how good I'm doing. But today's episode is brought to you by the strain Ice Cream Sandwich by Funk Extracts. Check them out at www.funkextracts.com. Subscribe to the podcast feed. Check us out. Check our store at amayanproductions.threadless.com. Follow the links attached to the episodes. Hopefully I did that. I remember to do that. So, yeah, we smoked this ice cream sandwich, right? Usually we would try to review a little bit of something about it, kind of what it makes us feel. So what I did is I took a couple dabs. It took maybe 4-5 dabs. And if you don't know what dabbing is, it's like there's a cannabis concentrate, kind of melt it, and smoke comes out of it. You inhale. That's basically like a bong, a little bit modified, little water pipe. I think I might have taken a couple of them a little bit too hot because I burned the back of my throat. I should probably pause this and get something to drink. I'm gonna keep clearing my throat here. Yeah, that's something about smoking. You gotta make sure it's the right temperature. I haven't mastered that, or I tried to, but then like, once I start getting a little bit high, my depth perception is like off or non-existent. And so I know that. So like timing wise, or, you know, trying to light a bowl or something like that, I have to concentrate a little bit if I get too fucked up. So this ice cream sandwich, noticeably, as soon as I was kind of done smoking, I was scared and a little shaky. I'm not sure what I was scared of. I was just like, ugh. I don't think it was from the being too high. I think it just felt like a little anxiousness, like a little rush. I was like, I don't know. I'm not trying to be like a man, be like, I don't get scared of stuff, you know, but like, I don't know. I was scared of like, of getting in, not getting in trouble, I guess. I don't know. I just like had a little bit of anxiousness or fear going through me. I was like, ugh. Like I was on drugs, like, you know, most of the time. I guess the way it hit me just got me a little bit like, whoa, 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 whoa. ice cream sandwich. I think it's supposed to be a little bit more on the indica side. But this one is, I like strains that make me feel like this. Usually in words, what I call it is, it makes me feel like I just did drugs, which is cool. I mean, sometimes, you know, people are like, oh, I like sativas because of this, or I smoke indicas. Sometimes you just want to feel like you did some good old fashioned drugs, you know, you're not really into like the whole medical stuff. You're like, nah, man, I have problems. Give me the good stuff. Ice cream sandwich, I think, would be a good one for you, especially, I don't know if I would go outside right now. Like, I feel a little anxious, so this isn't like a social one for sure. This is kind of like you're going to chill at home. Probably not like if you're chilling with a girl or something like that. Unless you were trying to watch like a scary movie and scare yourself or some crap like that, maybe, you know. I could see this being like a stream where you meditate. Maybe these feelings help you. I don't know. I should meditate, I guess, huh? I didn't feel like I was more productive. I do feel like I'm struggling a little bit to put my ideas into words. There's like a little, I know the word. I call it usually when I get really high, there's like a 3-second delay. Like if you talk to me or anything like that, like say you'd say, hey, Amaya. I'd be like, what? And then my brain would be like, hey, they're calling you. Like, oh, what's up? And you might say, I need that piece of paper. And I'd be like, what? But then my brain's like, they just asked you for a piece of paper. Like, oh, no, okay, hold on. Yeah, I got it. That happens when I'm a little bit too high. I haven't experienced that with the other strains. This is the first strain. I think the other strains, you guys have been kind of following along. One of them kept me making like jump from story to story. Like I was trying to, last episode, I was trying to explain a little bit of the difference in lifestyle. Just some things that I've noticed that were kind of weird to me. I'm right now. Okay, so let me tell you a little bit background about me here just to kind of catch you guys if you're a new listener. After Hurricane Harvey hit Houston, I was like, hey man, hurricanes are not cool. And as I kept saying that it's like a 1 in 100 year storm, but there's like a storm like in the 1900s in Houston and it was flooded just the same. So I'm like, man, the landscape's like this. It's not like global warming. It's been like this before. It's like, it's going to keep doing this. Like even before when I lived in Houston, like, oh, I wasn't educated in like civic engineering, but I still had my opinions. You know, I was like, there's too much concrete. There's nowhere for the water to go. We're at sea level, you know, which might be true, but I don't know if the concrete has, I don't know. The fact I'm not studied. I know electricity. That's my background. Electricity and design. I could make you a logo or fix your broken ceiling fan. Let me know. I gotcha. Also, I guess I could produce podcasts, I guess, too. That's what we're doing right now. Huh? Cool. Multitask. All right, so I'm getting the first hint of what the fuck was the point of me talking. I call that Control-Alt-Delete. Kind of happens, you know. So right now I'm in the stage where I'm trying to ramble on a little bit, try to kind of remember what I was talking about so I don't have to stop the episode. 3, 2, 1. No, I don't remember. Nope. Damn it. Ice cream sandwich. It's going to make you forget what the fuck you're talking about in the middle of your talk. So note that, okay? Yeah, don't go outside on this. I feel like if I was talking to somebody, I didn't even get this. I guess I got distracted, but I don't know what. I was like, okay, don't get distracted. Okay, now you're distracted. Fuck. Okay. So let me do this, guys. It's 2022. I could just pause it. Like, remember, Saved by the Bell timeout. I could actually do that. Go back and hear what the fuck was my point. And I wish I could do this like in normal. This would be cool if I could just do this in normal. Just record all my conversations like a fucking weirdo. And just like if I'm high, I forget. Like, hold on. Rewind the conversation that I've been recording secretly without telling you. You'd be like, what the fuck? And then I'd be like, okay. Go back to recording. I remember now. And that's what I'm doing right now. But if it was socially acceptable to do that without the, you know, podcasting equipment, you know, you guys not get insulted. Talk amongst yourselves while I pause and just do that, because it'll help me out a lot if we could do that. Sweet. So let me pause it, because I've been rambling and I don't remember. I was trying to stall and I shouldn't have. I should have just paused it. All right, hold on. That's right. I was trying to talk about the move, or the reason behind the move from Houston to Texas, or from Houston to Portland. We're going to leave that in. So that's going to be a noted side effect of this ice cream sandwich. Struggling to put the words together in sentences, which is awesome because we're trying to do a podcast here. Great. Great. Shit, dude. This is a very mind-blanking strain here. I know where I'm trying to go with my, I know what my point is. All right. Don't judge me, because you're listening right now. And you're like, yo, this guy is fucked up. Yeah, I guess it's a little late hitter. I smoked maybe like 45 minutes ago, and I thought, I was like, yeah, you'll do the show okay. And the more I talk, the harder it is for like my words to come, I guess. I don't know. I'm struggling. But we're going to chug it on. Hopefully these words make sense to you, because this is what my brain's deciding to blab out right now. So yes, me, Amaya, me move from Houston. I tried drinking eggnog right now, thinking like, you guys had eggnog. Do you guys know what that is? It's like the season. It's eggnog season right now. So I'm originally from Texas, and I didn't know how redneck I was until I left Texas. Like, I traveled, you know, but you don't really, like, when you travel, you're there for like a week, you know, you just pretend like, oh, I'm going shopping for groceries, because, you know, whatever. But you don't live there. You don't go seasons. So I'm like on year number 4 or 5. I can't remember right now at this moment, but it's around there. I'm a senior in college right now, so four years or 5 years, I don't know. I transferred, so it's taking me longer. All right, don't judge me. I've been taking classes this whole time, so I'm not behind. I'm where I should be. I know some people are like, seriously, bro? You've been in school for like 5, 6 years? Like, yeah. That's how long it takes, man. Prove this debt. Be a slave to the system and run for Congress or something. I don't know. Work for the Illuminati. You think they have good benefits? Well, what kind of benefits do you get if you join the Illuminati? You think it's like some kind of a 401k? Or they have like satanic benefits? Like, hey, you get a pass to the Bohemian Grove Moloch child sacrifice. It's in September, so plan accordingly. You know? All right, so what I'm trying to say is, I moved here from Houston to Portland. Oh, I did it. I did not come out that way the first time I tried it. I'm so proud of me. All right, ice cream sandwich. I'm telling you, dude, don't go outside on this shit. I am struggling. If you're trying to, like, I guess I keep comparing before a job. See, this is good because, like, if I was doing a job interview and they would ask me, like, hey, do you know electricity? I'd be like, uh-huh. Tell me what Ohm's Law is or something like that. I'd be like, all right, so Ohm's Law, right? So it's like a set of rules and shit about electricity and stuff, you know? But, like, the volts and the current and the ohms and crap, and, like, they're, like, you know, Ohm's Law. Person would know that, like, this guy does not know what Ohm's Law is. You know, like, even though I was throwing the right words, I know what it is. I just smoked some ice cream sandwich before this job interview. So now you know, listener, don't. And this is why we're doing the study. Someone has to sit here, smoke the ice cream sandwich, and talk. What dignity? I don't have dignity. That's probably why I don't have a camera in my face. I have a little bit of dignity, all right? But I will sell it for money. Ice cream sandwich. All right, let's try this one more time. See if we can fucking keep going on with the story here. All right. I moved from Houston to Portland because I think I experienced my first ever full-on hurricane. Like all the previous hurricanes, like something was up where I wasn't there. You know, like when I was a baby, there was one. I didn't have cognition back then. So I didn't know I was in a hurricane. I was like 1 or 2 years old. I don't remember. And then I don't think I remember going through hurricanes, maybe like a couple tropical storms, nothing huge. The big ones, I went to the Marines for a while. And then when the big ones started happening because of El Nino and global warming and Katrina and all that stuff like that, that's when I was in the military. I was overseas, so I wasn't in the States. I heard about it. I saw videos. When I came back home, people told me about it. It was but I didn't live through it, so I had been babied, you could say. I came back to Houston after the military, and, I never really went through a hurricane, and, I think Harvey was, my first one where I was locked in for, 6 days in the, water came. We lived next to a bayou, and the water came up all the way. Our house was elevated already. But it came into all the neighbors' houses, almost to the ceiling. And, I remember having, survivor's guilt. I remember seeing a boat going through, where the road would be. But it was, a boat, a full-size boat with people just, rowing. Not rowing. What do you call it? Driving their boat through the street. And then, we were there for a while. And then I think the news was hey, there's an alligator and a snake warning and the water's toxic. So if you get anything hits the water, just throw it away. Everything's toxic. Poop and God knows what the fuck. So it was just raw sewage, surrounded by raw sewage for days, for 6 days. I ended up chipping my tooth on a fucking, I'm a name brand, one of those granola bars, the cinnamon apple ones, they're my fucking favorite, and I try to eat one and it chipped my tooth. I haven't got it fixed, so that's a little lisp you guys might be hearing here once in a while. You could thank Nature Valley for that. The green one, cinnamon apple, right? Delicious. Why does it have to be so hard? It'd be I get it. You don't want it soft either, but can it be a little soft? Does that have to be your peanut brittle? I don't know. Someone should, can I sue? I chipped my tooth, man. I gotta pay for that shit. It was not worth it. And I remember getting those because this is gonna survive me through the hurricane just in case. And then I remember yo, I am down to these fucking things. I'm going to eat this. We couldn't go. Everything was underwater. So we couldn't be all right, let's go to the store. I mean, we could have, but I'm scared of snakes and alligators. So I was let's just wait. Because we kind of stocked up before, so we were okay. It just sucked because everybody else was not okay. I know, we had survivor's guilt. My chicks tried, she actually did help a lot after the hurricane. I remember she kind of basically, for a month after the hurricane happened, she was taking people's donations. And, a lot of people, you gotta understand, the clothes that got wet, they had to be thrown away. The whole city was like that. When we drove around dropping, we took in clothes separated by size, you would email us and be what do you need? I mean, I need size 10 toddlers. We'd get those clothes and give it to you. But we would go drop it off to you. So for a month, we were funding my chick doing this. Luckily, I worked from home, sort of, for a company. So, like, they were still paying me during this, luckily, you know. But, yeah, like, all my money was going to gas. Because we were driving around in a van to drop off supplies. And people, every time we would drop something off, they would give us more. So, it got to the point where there was, like, mountains. I think at one point, it was, like, maybe, no bullshit, 4,000 to 5,000 pieces of articles of clothing in my living room. Like, there was a huge mountain, like literally a mountain. Anytime we go out there, here you go, people were dropping stuff off because, like, the Red Cross, and they were taking donations, but, like, there were some people that were stuck. Like, you had to go to them to get supplies. People with kids, like, hey, like, there's a lot of, like, single mothers that just, like, barely moved out, that just broke up with their boyfriends or shit. Like, there's a lot of those. We dropped off a lot of formula to that. Nah, it was just not to, like, be like judgmental. It's just that's what happened, you know. So yeah, so that sucked, dude. So after that, I was like, man, I kept taking trips to Portland. I like the landscape, I like the hiking trails and stuff like that. So I was like, well, let's go to Portland. And something happened where I had to make a run for it, basically. No, I'm playing. We're like, okay, we're gonna move to Portland. It's like right now, or I don't see another time we're going to have the money and the funds. Like, if we're going to, we keep talking about going to Portland. If we're going to do it, this is the time. So we flew out here, tried to get a apartment. We got one. So they were like, oh shit. Okay, well, let's rent the U-Haul and I guess start packing. We got to go. We got to go to our new apartment. And we just told everybody bye. Everyone's like, what? You're like, hey, yeah. We're leaving. And I didn't have a driver or nothing. I just came over here. And then started school. Fuck it. What happened, though, was I got attracted here. There's something called the Columbia River Gorge over here. You guys should Google it. It's really nice. It's like, it has a bunch of trails and a bunch of waterfalls. So I was like, every weekend we're going to go and hike. One waterfall a weekend. And we will forever hike waterfalls because that's how many there is in the Pacific Northwest, you know, because we're civilized now. We have left Texas. And, you know, you have Texas ways. I'm not trying to, I didn't come over here like being like yeehaw or nothing, but, you know, you have your accent, the Southern accent, obviously. And I say shit like please, thank you, you know, and people up here don't say that. You know, like in the South, you got your ass whooped by your grandma and stuff like that. Up here, that's, I don't think that's a thing. There's like, you could tell, like, have you ever seen an adult? Like, yeah, no one whooped your ass growing up. That's why you have that attitude and that sass and no respect. Eh, that sounds so fucked up. But, you know, that's the Southern mentality, you know. There's a lot of that here, which, honestly, I'm not trying to, how do I explain it? I know I'm the new guy here. I moved here for school, for the landscape. But at the same time, I do acknowledge that there's different rules here. And I really am benefiting from being in the cannabis industry. Like me being a cannabis photographer, that is not a job in Texas. That is a drug dealer. Like my parents, I think my mom doesn't tell my family what I do, you know, because there is no word in Spanish for what I do. Like someone that handles pounds of weed, you know, that is a narco, right? Drug dealer, marijuana. And what's she gonna tell the family, the Christian family? If you listen to the show, I guess I'm rivaling my family here as the black sheep because they're part of like Radio Hallelujah in Houston. Like my family has a radio show there too, I think, or something. I don't know exactly what they do, but I know they've gone and sang for the Lord at the radio station. And they're not like the good singers either. They're like the ones that are like old school from like deep, deep Mexico. They're kind of screechy a little bit, you know. Like they mean well, but you know, there's no Beyonce. More like a Shakira when she hears just all the weird notes all the time. If you're going to give a review. I guess that's noted. Ice cream sandwich. Inappropriate comments. How dare I say that about my own family, jerk. All right, let's continue here. So we ended up moving here. So that's what in my head, that's what was going to happen. Go up here. And then so in between the time where the last time we like came up here and then when we actually decided like, okay, now we're coming up here. This is going to sound so selfish, but historic wise, landscape wise, there was a fire that burnt all the trails, like all of them, like for miles. Like it lasted like a month and a half or something. Like a couple months, dude. There's like a lot of people were involved trying to get it to, it fucked up. I think like some 15-year-old threw like a firework in the woods and it fucking caught everything on fire. So that the trees were burnt. They're still burnt trees now, you know what I'm saying? And some would like fall over. Imagine like a match that's burnt, but that's like a giant tree and it's like over the freeway. So like they have to go in there and like clear all the fucked up trees, which is fucking weird to do if you're like hiking. Because when you're hiking, you're just like, it's a little trail and through the middle of nowhere. Now you're like trying to cut things around that trail. Like there are a couple of trails I've had to like, it's kind of fucked up to think about. Climb over a big old tree stump that wasn't there the last time we were there. Like, hey, this slid down. Did this slide down because like the government did it or something? Or did this slide down because of natural causes? And we're here, you know, hiking. Like, I remember, like, hey, is it safe? Because we had to, like the way you would mount a horse, you would that's how we had to do on a big old piece of log that was in the middle of the trail. And we were kind of high up already, so I'm like, yo, this slides. This is dangerous, you know, but we still did it. And then on the way back, too, it was a little scary, but whatever. We're like, well, let's take a hit from this vape pen. Conquer that fear. And then some kid fucked it all up, blew it up. So now everyone's scared of fires. So like, I think the first year I came here, they had 4th of July and like, you know, we're trying to do family things with the kids. It's just me and my family. Me and my kids just moved up here, you know, like me and my chick and my kids. That was it, 4 of us. We don't know nobody up here. We're just winging it. This is like, well, we'll just go to school here. And after school, if we want to move somewhere else, we'll fucking move somewhere else. Fuck it. And that's what we're doing right now. And this kid blew up the gorge, basically. It jumped from one side to the other side. It's like a big fire. Which I've never seen. I didn't know till I saw with my own eyes. I didn't know fire could fly in the air. You're thinking something's on fire. It's like, oh yeah, it's just burning there. Like, no, like big pieces of things on fire just start floating in the air. Like bubbles, but they're of fire. Bubbles of fire start floating through the air of lit, and it can land, and it just whatever it lands on, like if it's flammable, it's getting on fire. You know, like a door. That shit's crazy, dude. I saw a fire jump from one side of the interstate to the other. Like I was there. Like my hotel was right next to it. I was like, what's going on outside? What's all this commotion? And I like saw a fire. I'm like, what the fuck? And then they were trying to put it out, and the embers flew from one side to the other. So the other side of the freeway, both sides of the freeway were caught on fire. And I watched it. I was like, yo, that's crazy. The fire flew from one side to another. I've never seen that shit, you know? We don't have fires like that in Houston. It's all concrete. Something gets on fire, it just burns right there. There's no embers. Everything that burns is like cars, stolen cars and shit, you know? Like, it's not... No trees burn. There's no like grass fires like that, you know? We don't have grass and shit like that. It's just different up here. Which is okay. I'm trying to fit in. Like, I acknowledge that cannabis being legal is like a big deal. For me at least, you know? Like, cause where I'm from, it's illegal. So like, you know, I'm not going to move. I left Texas for a reason. It was like, I don't like this anymore. I just go for a little bit. You know, and so I wouldn't want to come over here and be like, well, we got Texas it up over here. But I have noticed a lot of differences that if you're from the South, if you don't travel that much, you know, you don't realize that there's lots of different types of cultures and people in America, and it varies from like state to state. And I didn't really realize that. I thought everybody's like, oh, we're all American, we're all patriotic, you know, because I'm fucking naive as shit. And then, you know, I got a little cultured. I started getting, you know, my job made me travel. I started having to talk to people from other parts of the town. And everyone believes in Bigfoot everywhere, apparently. So that was one thing I noticed. And then depending on what lifestyle you want, you can find it somewhere in America. If you're like totally against weed and super Christian and only family and praise Jesus Christ, you know, you want that shit illegal, there's a state for you. You know, if you're like, fuck the system and like wild, wild west, and I want to buy weed from a fucking store for cheap and it's good, it better be good. You know, there's states for that. You know, if you're like, hey, I kind of want like just medical, I don't know about these people like recreational, like there's fucking only, you know, wherever you want to live at, ideally in your head, I want to live in a majority this race, you know, or this mentality or this religion. That's like, you can research that information. And if you really want to move there, you can. And that's what's cool about it. Like, it's, I understand the difference between the states from road tripping. Like, the landscape between each state is different. Dude, I remember somewhere between above, I drove from Texas to Portland, you know. You guys should Google, it's like 2,000 miles. That's crazy. It's like almost by Canada up here, you know. Somewhere between Colorado and whatever state's above it. I think like Utah or some shit like that. Because I started cutting to the left. Once I got to the Colorado, I cut to the left. There was a part of the country where, you know, there's like mountains where you kind of go up and then you come down. And then you go up and then you come down, right? That's like what it is driving through mountains sometimes, you know, more or less. So one part, I remember we kept going up. We were going up. And I was like, man, we're going up for a while. We're going up. And then when it was time to like go down, it was just flat. And then like that was the ground level now. But I'm like, yo, we just climbed. And then that's when my head finally clicked. Like, that's elevation. Like, obviously, they told you, like, oh, this is at 11,000 feet or whatever. Like, okay, whatever. But, like, having to drive it, like, okay, I'm going to drive 11,000 feet or whatever the shit it is. Not 1,100 feet. That's, like, fucking up in the Mars and crap. See, that's why we like the podcast here. Because then you could be like, hey, this guy's just talking bullshit. Hey, I know what I mean, damn it. I'm just struggling a little bit, you know? Like, I'm telling you, ice cream sandwich. It's a little debilitating. That's the word. We're going to go with that one. That one sounds correct. Don't Google that. Just trust me. All right. What was the point of this? Oh, yeah, we're talking about going. Okay. So, the differences I found out. In Houston, we have this shit called the Livestock Show and Rodeo. It's like this yearly. It's basically a lot of people. I mean, if you're like a farmer, I guess you go and show off your cows. But like a lot of people that I know are like hood. And we don't go for the cows. We go because there's like a little carnival outside. And there's like fried Twinkies and fried everything. Corn dogs and turkey legs and shit. And carnival rides and games and stuff. And then you do that till like whoever the rodeo booked, like they book big people. It's like a big ass. You guys should Google the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo concerts. They packed this stadium. They used to use the Astrodome. Now I think it's like the NRG Stadium or wherever the Houston Texans play. I don't know what the name of the stadium anymore. Everything keeps getting bought out. The Lakers, the Staples, it's like crypto.com now, crypto.com arena. And I have that NFT. They gave me that NFT for that. And I'm not sure what that means, but I have it. If anybody wants to buy it, I guess I'll sell it to you. Cause that's what you do, right? With the NFTs. Buy this animation. But I don't get it, but I'm part of it. So people or buying stuff. Like, I kind of get it a little bit, but I don't think we're there yet. But not enough people understand it. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Don't fucking hide here. Don't listen to me. All right, I moved here, right, from Houston. There's a livestock show and rodeo. So I thought, when I was in Denver, they talked about like a rodeo. I'm like, oh, you guys have a rodeo too. So in my head, I was like, okay. So more people have rodeos. And so when I got to Portland, I asked my coworkers a lot, you know, like, so I understand regionally. And I tell them too, like, hey, I'm a little fucked up, man. I used to be like super Christian, and then like I got freed, you know, and then like I'm a super sinner, and like I am, you know, I'm in fucking Portland working at a dispensary. I'm like the ultimate what the fuck, you know, as a young Christian boy. There's people that I went to church with that went to like, that are going to be probably listening to this like, holy shit, Amaya is where? He does what? Like, yeah, just take pictures of weed. I know that's like a drug dealer, but it's an actual job up here. I'm a cannabis photographer. Well, it's a product photography, bro. Look it up. Learn something. Culture yourself. We have to know the differences. We're not, I don't even know what words to use to insult you. We're not uncultured like you guys that don't understand the difference between strains. And, man, I used to hate when I used to have to buy cannabis from, drug dealers in Texas. Like, I know this about myself. Indicas knock me out, and I have stuff to do. So I didn't like that, you know? So if I could buy a sativa, I'm down for that all the way. So I would ask the drug dealer, hey, is this a sativa? And they would get pissed off, dude. Like, damn, I'm just asking. Like, I'm obviously going to buy it. I'd like to know what the fuck I'm buying. And they would just, I remember one of them would get mad, like, who gave the shit? Well, I gave the shit, man. I'm a customer. You going to buy it or not? Like, yes, I'm buying it. But you can't find out the information. Like, what strain is this? You know? It's some fire, bro. Just trust me. Like, yes, but like, what am I buying? You know, I just got to trust you. You could be, I don't know. I just want to know what I was smoking, man. That was it. Is that too much to ask for? And then you come to fucking Portland, and they're like, what farm is this from? When was the harvest date? You don't have the harvest date memorized, you piece of shit, bartender. You know? It's different, dude. Because, like, there's no respect. You know, you would think, I don't know what the fuck's going on where, I mean, it's the same thing. We're selling drugs. We're selling the same weed, you know, the same cannabis. Only, okay, it's in Houston. It's illegal or whatever in these illegal states, wherever the fuck they're at, you know. Okay, but we're doing the same thing. Basically, we're just set up a little bit nicer. Okay, we're color coordinated. We have uniforms and, you know, we're a little bit nicer. We like to, you know, where did you lose the respect? Just because we don't have guns and shit? We'd have someone like knocking on our door trying to buy pills or you're trying to buy cannabis, like, what's up with people? It's a little weird, bro, because when I'm used to buying weed, it's like, it's a big deal. Like, it was a whole day event, and here some people are like, hurry up, I gotta go, hurry up, I just need a joint. I'm like, hey man, I need to see your ID. Oh, and it's in that too, we gotta like ID people, and a lot of people don't like that. And then, you know, that's like the complete opposite. You don't do that in Houston. Could you imagine doing that? All right, well, here's my ID. Like, what the fuck? Probably get robbed. Man, where I'm from, dude, if you have 1 ounce on you and someone knows you have 1 ounce on you, someone's going to rob you. Especially if they know, like, oh, it's at his house. He's not there. You don't have cameras. Like, dude, it's not a braggy state. It's like if you do everything on the low, if you do flash something off, you better have security on it. And maybe that's a way to flash you. Like, yeah, I got this and I can keep it safe. You know, that's some boss shit, I guess, where I'm from. Up here, it's just more like, hey, man, everyone just needs their medicine. And, you know, I'm all for it, bro, because everyone does need their medicine. I think if you want to smoke weed, you should be able to smoke weed, man. It's cool. Why not? Because your job There's like states where, like that's another thing. In Texas, they do that hair follicle testing still, you know, for cannabis. And I mean, I guess it's cool depending where you work at, but like, I think in some states, some companies, they can't discriminate, especially if you have like a medical card. Like, there's medical cards, doctors have to, you know, prescribe it to you, or not suggest it for you, I guess. Not prescribe it, but, you know, you gotta see a doctor to see a medical card. It's not just like a DMV shit where you take a test and pay a fee. Like, no, so you gotta see somebody. And you better have the symptoms, or you better, like, know what to say, or they're not gonna, you know, just give it to you. Unless you do know somebody like that, then, I mean, that's cool too. Whatever. But it's different. I think one of the noticeable differences, I've noticed, you know, I asked up here, when's y'all's rodeo? Do y'all have a rodeo? And they just looked at me like, a rodeo? I was like, yeah, you know, like the horses. And I just described what I described to you guys. And they're like, people still have rodeos? And I think it was around the time where the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo was going on in Houston. I was looking at it through Snapchat for my friend's posts, right? And then I started showing them, like, yeah, look at this. And it was like people, like, big time, like, it was packed, and people were dressed a certain way in boots. And they're like, y'all just, so they started making fun of me, like, oh, Maya just wants to go to the rodeo. I was like, well, my chick likes the turkey legs. I was hoping they're like some kind of carnivore or some shit like that with turkey legs, you know, fried Twinkies. No, I don't give a fuck about. I just, you know, I want the food, man. I want a fried Twinkie. So, no, that's not a thing up here in the Oregon. If I got made fun of it. So then I noticed, like, man, the more I talked about it, the more I was like, man, we're fucking rednecks, bro. Because I showed the mudding. I started asking, I told you guys, so what do you guys do here for fun? Like, we're like, well, we snowboard. You know, we go hiking, we go camping, we shoot our guns sometimes, you know, and we smoke weed and we sell weed, you know, and and just to say that out loud, like, that's something crazy. That's like, oh yeah, that's a gang member. No, that's my friend Saul and Pablo, you know, the buttenders on the day shift. They're cool. He drives a Jeep. The other guy drives a Subaru. You know, oh, that's everyone. Okay, so where I'm from, like, Honda Civic and Ford Mustangs. Those are the beat. Like, that's, and Chevy Silverados. Those are the cars. Those are your first cars where I'm from. And up here, like, to fit in, we bought, like, a Mitsubishi, you know, a little SUV-looking thing. But it's, like, you have to have 4x4 because it snows up here. Subaru, I'm probably saying it wrong. I don't even know. The car, those are like, I see those more than I do Ford Mustangs, you know. It's a different stuff up here. The cars are really fixed up. I feel like, you know, that project car that dude had going through high school, like, they kept him up here and he got a good job and he actually finished the paint job and he's old now. His cars, actually, there's nice cars up here. And it's messed up because some of my chick's friends know the guys based on their car, like their sugar daddies and shit like that, which I guess is, I don't know, whatever. I can't judge them, you know, but I've seen some pretty cool cars up here. I've seen some cars, I don't know what the fuck they were. The Atom or something like that. It looked like a fucking F1 car, which I was like, well, I got to get that, which is, I looked into it. You got to like get like a Infiniti G35 and just chop everything off the frame and everything and then like put the motor, whatever, I forgot what the fuck it's called. So there's nice cars up here is what I was trying to say. The people are different. Like where I'm from, we went to soccer games. That's really different. Like up here, I feel there's like a European hooligan chanting, singing. It feels like Europe League, like if you're like at a European type thing. And then whenever we went to Houston, it was just like a bunch of Hispanic people chanting, like, oh yeah, this is like my dad and his friends, but it's like their sons that are athletic, they're the ones, you know, playing here. It just I've never really saw the place packed. And in Portland, the motherfuckers packed, but we don't have the NFL, we have like the NBA, you know. The weird thing about Portland to me was they gave a fuck about bikes and bike, like bicycles, you know, people bicycling. And where I'm from, if you're riding a bicycle, get the fuck off the street, you know, get on the sidewalk. What the fuck are you doing? You know, and here it's like, hey, you're riding a bicycle, get the fuck off the sidewalk. Then you have a whole fucking street, you fucking jerk. They have like the whole entire streets that are like bike routes. I didn't know this, but I was driving through downtown and then like it was just green. Like the lane was green and I'm like, what the fuck? So I had to get on like off the green, and it's like that was a bike lane. There was like a green regular car size lane in the middle of the street for bicycles in like the middle of downtown. I was like, yo, that's they're it's like some kind of like the bicycling community was like have like a stronghold lobbying, and the there's some kind of bicycling mafia that I'm not aware of. Like, holy shit, dude, you guys really get, I mean, I know Nike's here, I know what Adidas headquarters here, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, it was that serious, you know? And then, you know, we go out with friends just to kind of explore. And we start driving past these farms, right? And it's like these, come pick your own fruit, you know? Which that sounds like, that's weird to me, you know? Like, when I saw the sign, I was like, what? This is a farm? Yeah, it's a big ass farm, yeah. And who, nobody, you just come pick your fruit from the farm? Yeah, that's fucking weird, dude. And the place was packed. And I accept it now, I guess, but like, imagine going to a bank, right? Say you're the loan agent and I'm coming to you and I'm just like, all right, I have this business idea, right? I want to make a farm. Like, cool, how many workers are you going to have? None. People will pay me to come pick the fruit. Huh? What do you think about that? And I could see that guy being like, sir, get the fuck out of my office, you know? But those exist here. I don't know how. Like, people get mad if you make profit here. Like, I've tried selling things on Marketplace and they're like, why don't you just give it to me? Like, no, because I want to sell it. Why don't you just give it to me? You don't need it. Like, yeah, I'm trying to sell it for money. I'd rather sell it. But you don't need it. Like, no, I don't. I'm selling it. You want to buy it? No. Can you have it? Yeah, I've had a lot of that. I don't know the word. Charlie Murphy, the habitual line stepper. A lot of things like that happen here. It's like it's first world problems, though. That's the cool thing about Portland. It's first world problems, you know? It's not that serious. The couple of things are, I mean, don't get me wrong, there's shootings and shit like that and a little bit of human trafficking and stuff like that that I've seen, but like, it's not at the level, nowhere near the level. Dude, there's 7 point something million people in Houston. There is 4 million people in Oregon. There's literally not enough people to do the crime to match, you know what I'm saying? Like, in the area of Portland. So it's a little less intense, you know? Because, yeah, Houston, like, they say Houston's huge, and yeah, but there's a lot of crime in all of Houston. Like, there's a local, Houston has, like, a hood news, you know, and it's popular because of there's so much crime to report. And it's basically, like, the neighborhoods and everybody just telling everybody everything. It's, like, 500,000 people in this group called Grizzly's Hood News, and that's how much crime there is, bro. That's crazy. I mean, good for her for reporting everything, you know, but that's the amount of bad stuff that's going on in the city. And like up here, even it is, don't get me wrong, since I've been here, it has been like, everything was burnt. And then like the pandemic, the graffiti went way up. Homelessness went, like, I think the homeless people took over downtown. At one point, I don't know if it's like that anymore, but I think people don't want to go to downtown Portland because it's filled with homeless people. Like, I know it's like sounds messed up, but like, it's not safe, dude. Like, people are getting mugged and stuff like that at the college I go to. Like, you know, there's
I've been getting multiple. I think, you know, I've been there for like a year, 2 years, or something like that, and I've gotten like multiple emails like, "Yo, this happened. Someone got shot here, and someone got killed here." Like, and this is like where I walk to go to school to my class. Like, dang, 8 hours ago, some shit went down right here. That's crazy. And you know, so it's just even with all that though, it's not as bad. Like, everyone's mad in Houston, and like in Houston, everyone's very prideful. So what happens is one of two things: you stare at somebody for too long, or some little small interaction happens where everyone's tense to fuck up. So then you're like fighting about to literally fist fight somebody over some bullshit. Or two, something fucked up happens. You don't want other people to know that you got, so you don't say anything. And that person that fucked you over goes and fucks somebody else over, goes and fucks somebody else over. And there's like a couple people that live off of like scamming people in Houston. And everybody gets scammed by them, but nobody says anything until afterwards. Or like friends that you bring into the group and like, "Oh yeah, this guy stole my mom's jewelry." Like, "Oh, well, he fucking stole this girl's Xbox. This guy stole my camera." Like, we should have talked to each other instead of just being prideful and like keeping it to ourselves. Like, "Oh, I'm not no sucker." Like, shit, fuck that, dude. Warn me. Some guy robbed you? Let me know. Like, "Hey, that guy robbed me. Sweet. I'm not going to hang around that guy. Let me know. Don't make me, you know, if you, I learn from mistakes, even if they're not mine. Those are the best lessons I want to learn. The ones that I didn't make. Let me know. You know something? Shit. Let me know." But that farm thing, dude, that's hard, right? Like, that doesn't sound real. Like, I pay you to go on your farm to pick my own fruit. Yeah. Like, more than the grocery store? Am I paying you more than the grocery store? Like, yeah. So if I go to the grocery store, it's cheaper. Like, I could just, like, I don't know, man. That's a little weird to me. You know, like, only here could that fly. I don't think that would fly in Houston. People would get pissed the fuck off of you. They'd be like, "You better pick your own fucking fruit." Because, like, there's markets in Houston where, like, they have fresh fruit. They're ready for you. Like, and there's lines of it. And they're giving you samples. They're like, "Here you go, free samples." I feel like up here, they're just like, "Oh, well, there's no competition. I'm the only farm for for this block." Yeah, there's another farm. I don't know. It's just different. Oh, they have shared gardens. Like, the parks here have, like, community gardens. So if I want to, like, plant corn and I don't have, like, land, I guess I could just go to the community garden and be like, "Hey, can I plant the corn?" Cool. Plant the corn. And then when it's time to harvest, like, if I want to, like, give other people my corn or barter for whatever the fuck, or I don't know how that works exactly, but I've seen them. There's community gardens. And, like, they don't have that. That's where Texas, where I'm from, is too hood for that shit. Your shit, people steal plants from each other from, like, the front of the porch and stuff, you know? Like, ladies steal plants from each other. You're going to have no community gardens. That shit all gets stolen, you know? That's just me. No, that's not just me. That's where I'm from. That's what it is. You know, like, it's not fathomable. And up here, things are. That's why I'm like, yeah, man, I'm trying to fit in. So, like, whatever I got to say and do, you know, to fit in, I don't care. I know I was paying like $20-$25 for a gram in Houston, and it's like $2-$3 a gram up here. And it's way better than the shit I got in Houston. So it's like, yeah, man, whatever you guys want me to do, I'll do it. I don't care, man. The weed's so cheap here and it's so good. I'll do whatever. And there's more differences, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't know how redneck I was. So I started talking to my coworkers. I started showing, like, mudding. Well, mudding is when you get, like, a four-wheeler, 4x4, like a recreational vehicle type thing, you know? A mudding vehicle with, like, 20-inch rims and, like, LED bars and stuff like that, and sound systems, you know, four seaters, and you go to this river mud park trail type thing, and that's the cool thing to do, and post it on social media, you know. And I would show that to my friends, and they'd be like, "Yeah, that is redneck as shit, dude." Everyone has boots. At least, you know, they wear once a year around the rodeo time. But, like, nobody really owns, I don't know. We don't have that stuff here. Like, you know, I haven't seen, no one said, yeah, I own cows. I haven't heard that from anybody here up in Portland, you know. I told them about rodeos. They're like, who the fuck still has rodeos? It's just, it's different up here. I feel like up here people, me included, that were like the black sheep of the family just left. Were like, screw this. I don't want to be Christian anymore. I'm tired. I'm going up. This is like as far as you can get. Like, maybe it's Seattle too, but like, this is up. It's up here, man. Around nobody. You just do whatever you want. Follow your dreams. I feel like that's what everybody's doing here. We might not be the best, but we're trying. You know? Like, if you're the best, you're probably like in New York or L.A., making like six figures as a chef. And man, that is one thing that I do miss. So I'm not gonna lie, I don't know what's up with the meat or the butchers. I don't know if there's some kind of like meat cutting association or butcher association, or are butchers sharing information with each other? Because I don't know how the fuck they cut or where the comes from the fucking cow. But the fajitas, carne asadas that they have in Texas, you don't find those outside of Texas. You know this if you start traveling, you go try to eat Mexican food anywhere else. You're like, what the fuck is this? This is carne asada. Like, no. Do you want asada? What? Do you want some asada? And it looks like it, but it's like, it's not cut in the, you know, kind of side cut, it's cut a certain way, dude. It's like, it's small. It's like little, not really cubes, but like little diamonds, you know, little diamonds of joy and flavor burst in your mouth when you bite into them, the onions and the cilantro, you know, it's a whole thing. And here, like, I think it's because the meat's too big. Like, it's like, beef tips. You know, cut in half almost. And it's like, here you go, carne asada. Like, nah, bro, this ain't it, man. And like, the Mexicans that are up here, the Hispanics that are up here, they're running the restaurants. I don't know. It's just like, this is the ingredients I can get. Which, I don't know. I've seen a bunch of irresponsible restaurant owners on Gordon Ramsay's shit. So like, you can't be irresponsible and get like the meat from Texas, because I would come buy it. I don't know what's up, dude. If you're a butcher, can, like, share your secrets with other states? Make a YouTube channel? And, like, if you're a butcher, can you please learn something about carne asada, please? Because I don't know what's up with the meat up here. I don't know. It's different cows, different diets or some shit like that. But, like, yo, the food in Texas, like, if you're in Texas right now, go get a fucking taco, bro. You don't understand what the fuck you even have. You go to Whataburger. You might be like, oh, that's fucking gross. Fuck you. You go to Whataburger right now. And you buy something and you eat it. And be like, because I can't. You know what a kolache is? Go get one right now. Get a dozen. The cheese ones. Cheese and sausage. The cheese jalapeno ones. And you eat them all in one sitting with the orange juice. Or a coffee. I don't know. And don't do anything afterwards. You know why? There's no kolaches up here. There's one kolache shop up here. And they sell it for, I think I bought two dozen kolaches for like $120. They're like $60 a dozen, dude. They're $5 a kolache. $5 kolaches. Are you listening to me? $5 kolaches. If you don't know what a kolache is, you're like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? I don't know, man. I just smoked the ice cream cake. And I just wanted to end the show by saying, the Pacific Northwest sells $5 kolaches. There's a, what's that game called? Monopoly. There's a kolache monopoly here. We're not going to bust it, but I'm just noting it. It needs to be documented that no one sells kolaches. They tried to, but like, no. Not the Texas kind. One person does. They're in Lake Oswego. I think a Happy Sparrow Cafe or some shit like that. And they're actually from Texas, too. They're from A-Leaf, which is like the hood, SWAT, Southeast A-Leaf, Texas. usually whenever someone, like if a girl's like, I'm from the Southeast, I'm from SWAT, I'm like, ew, you know? So I couldn't do that because I was the owner. you know. But I was like, dude, that's crazy. That's hood. Hell yeah. I wasn't trying to, you know, hit on her, so it didn't matter, you know. But like back in the day, if I was single and the girl was like, I'm from A-Leaf, I'd be like, oh, your brother's a gang member. Got it. No, I'm from the SWAT. Yeah, yeah, I get it. He sells weed. Can I get some from him? But there's still kolaches up here. And, yeah, that's where I want to end the show with, I guess. Because we're running out of time here. Yeah, we're way over the time limit. So ice cream sandwich. Described a little bit here. Try to talk a little bit about the differences between living in Portland and Houston. Just like the notable ones that are kind of like worth mentioning, I guess. That were like big culture ones. Yeah, I didn't realize how redneck I was. And then everyone else is like, yo, we're redneck as fuck, dude. Like, we really give a fuck about the rodeo. Like, we really give a shit about the rodeo. I was going to get the rodeo tickets, you know? I have friends that are volunteers at the rodeo. So they get, like, first dibs on the tickets. Oh, man. And they're, like, they have their vests and shit and, like, a little badge. What do they do? I need to interview one. Like, hey, at the rodeo? Yeah. What kind of power do you have, bro? Like, what can you do? Like, can you get this car towed or what's up? Can you give me a free corn dog or ban this fucking vendor or some shit? Like, what's the perks of me knowing you? We're going to do that for you guys. We're going to try to go undercover. And now we're not going to go undercover. We're just going to try to interview somebody here for you guys, I guess. Get the lowdown on how this, how the rodeo works. Because, you know what? Let's not that do that. That's stupid. The fucking ice cream sandwich from Funk Extracts. Don't smoke it outside. I mean, you can smoke it outside. Don't smoke it and then you go outside. You stay inside and watch a movie or go to sleep. And I think that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to end the show because now that I think about it, I have no clue what I've been saying for the past hour. So that is a review. We're going to leave you with that, ladies and gentlemen. Catch you on the next one. This show was brought to you by Ice Cream Sandwich by Funk Extracts. Very dangerous. Stay indoors if you do it. You're going to probably stay indoors anyways, so you're going to be scared when you do it. But like, I'm not scared now. But I am realizing that I probably made an ass of myself. And it's okay. This is what this show is about. Catch you guys on the next one. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to go check out the merch store. Check out all the links attached to this. Hit the subscribe, hit the like, hit whatever button. Don't hit your women or kids or nothing. Let's talk, you know, use our words. That's a good way to end the show. Just use our words, guys. Have a good day.